Welcome to Behind the Story, a new series on KWBU where we take you straight to the source. I'm Ryland Barton. This week we told you about Mike and Cindy Jacobus, the founders of McLennan County Paranormal Investigations. They're ghost hunters, yep, just like the reality TV show, and they've started their own ghost tour in Waco. It takes place on the first Saturday of every month. From its fame as Six Shooter Junction in the 1800s to the tornado that leveled downtown in 1953, Waco has its fair share of ghoulish stories, and the Jacobus couple are here to tell them. Here's the story.
If you remember back to your childhood and you get scared, you know, start hollering for your parents, you know, there's a monster in my closet, there's a ghost in my room, your parents would come in and say, there's no such thing as ghosts, you know.
Mike Jacobus says everyone can see ghosts. Some people just forget how.
Ghosts ain't real. There's no such thing. And you get to hearing that over and over again, you know, and you get conditioned. You know, there's not any ghosts. So you actually lose that ability.
Mike and his wife, Cindy, are paranormal investigators, ghost hunters, but they're also historians. They've dug up a lot of stories about old Waco during their investigations, and starting this weekend, they're telling those stories on a monthly ghost tour.
This has been, what, 3 years, 2.5 years in the making? We have interviewed a lot of people. We've had people share their stories from their grandfathers that lived, or great-grandfathers that actually lived in that age, about how life was.
It's going to be history-based and what we have found on our investigations, so historic ghost.
They'll be bringing some of their ghost hunting equipment along on the tour. They use infrared cameras and electromagnetic field detectors to try and identify deviations in the environment, possible indicators for paranormal activity.
It is believed that when a spirit tries to manifest or is present and you can't see him, they put off this electromagnetic energy. And this is all theory because nobody has ever really died, went over to the other side, did ghostly things, and then come back to tell the living about it.
Mike and Cindy have been doing this kind of investigation in Waco since 2008. Their more famous investigations include the Dr. Pepper Museum, the Hippodrome Theater, the Waco Civic Theater, and Jasper's Barbecue in East Waco, all haunted. Mike says Jasper's had three ghosts, one of which was a little girl riding a tricycle.
And she would ride her little tricycle down to Jasper's to get a grape knee high. And one day she was crossing the street on her tricycle. This car turned the corner, didn't see her, ran over and killed her. The past owner was having a bread delivery from a Rainbow, Mrs. Baird's Bread. And he went back into the safe to get the money to come back and pay the guy. And the guy said, where did your daughter go when he came back out? And he says, daughter? He said, yeah, a little girl just asked me if what time do they open. And then she went around the back where you were. He said, son, he said, I'm the only one here.
So I had to ask, are ghosts friendly? Cindy says, sometimes.
You take with you when you die how you are on this earth. If you're a good person, that goes with you. If you're mean, that goes with you as well. And if they're still hanging around, they're still going to be mean.
And as for Mike, he says friendly or unfriendly, when he goes, he's going to be around.
Tell you what, when I die, I'm and instead of my headstone saying RIP, I want to say BRB. Be right back. I'm going to haunt the heck out of somebody.
The first ghost tour will meet in Nympha's parking lot this Saturday at 8 p.m. Tours will take place the first Saturday of every month. Find more information on the Facebook page of McLennan County Paranormal Investigators. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton. Now let's get behind the story. Mike and Cindy have been working as paranormal investigators since 2008. I was interested in hearing a little more about how they got into ghost hunting, how they go about their research, and of course, what kind of things that go bump in the night they'd bumped into. This interview was recorded on June 5th, 2014 in the KWBU studios.
So I guess just to start out, how long have you guys been investigating paranormal activity?
We started in October 2008, and it's been quite a ride.
It's been a good ride.
Lot of experiences. And
what got you into it?
Our childhoods, for one, and then one night we were watching Ghost Hunters, and he said something like, what did you say, dear?
Well, we had a restaurant, and the economy tanked and we had to close it. And we were sitting there one night and we're watching Ghost Hunters, and she looks over at me and she goes, "Well, what do you want to do now?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." I thought about it a minute and said, "Well, I either want to be a storm chaser or a ghost hunter." And she said, "You ain't being no damn storm chaser." Beep. Sorry.
Yeah, bleep.
So
we got into it that way.
But you said something about childhood. Do you have some childhood background experiences with paranormal activity?
He, for one, played with Ouija boards.
That was in my teenage years.
Yes, and I, at 17, with an ex-husband, I moved into an efficiency. And hearing a lot of chatter, we turned the lights out, get ready to go to bed, and a lot of chatter around me. And it scared me. It wasn't outside, because I looked the first time, you know, of course. It was inside that apartment. And it frightened me because I wasn't sure what that was. Well, I started crying, was getting upset, you know, different nights, and he told me, "Oh, just go to sleep, you're crazy."
Now, that wasn't me.
No.
Just
ex.
Make that
and
clear.
Now, hindsight, you know, had I known more about the paranormal then as I do now, I would not have learned to block it out because it was possible they were trying to contact me, talk to me.
Do you know that everybody has the capability of seeing ghosts? If you remember back to your childhood and you get scared, you know, start hollering for your parents, you know, "There's a monster in my closet, there's a ghost in my room." Your parents would come in and say, "There's no such thing as ghosts, you know. Ghosts ain't real. There's no such thing." And you get to hearing that over and over again, you know, and you get conditioned. You know, there's not any ghosts. So you actually lose that ability. I can remember in my childhood, I grew up in the childhood of the old Dracula, the werewolf, mummy, and I saw all of them. Man, I'm going to tell you, I had a very vivid imagination. We didn't have the Xboxes and the stuff like now, you know. We didn't have anything except our imagination. But I remember my dad coming in, you know, "Boy, you better get to sleep or I'm going to whip your, you know." "But I saw a ghost." "You didn't see nothing. There ain't no such thing, you know." And just over time, you just block it out. Kids, up until the age of probably 8, can actually see a spirit, can actually see them. Just as plain as me sitting here talking to you.
But you're saying that in addition to, you know, children's imaginations, they're also, you know, they're sensitive to this.
We had...
Yes, their imaginary playmates are not imaginary in some cases.
Well, some of them are not.
Some cases.
We actually had this one 12-year-old girl a couple of years ago. Her mother called us and said that she is seeing and talking to spirits. And it was a Spanish couple. And she wanted us to come over, you know, and see if we can find out who this is here. So we made the appointment. Well, the father, about 3 days before we were supposed to go over there, takes her down, and right now she is so heavily medicated on medication because they're saying she's schizophrenic. And, you know, that something like that just breaks her heart. Because she could have that latent talent that needs to be brought out, you know, to where she can help these spirits.
So you guys do paranormal investigations. Can you... And you say that you use the scientific method to do paranormal investigations. Can you talk to me exactly?
Well, it's not so much scientific. We just have equipment like the static cameras, our video cameras, the EMF meter, the K2, which picks up electromagnetic fields.
So tell me more about that equipment. How does it work? How do you go about using that equipment in an investigation?
The electromagnetic field meters, EMF. This is the classic K2 meter that the ghost hunters use. We've got, you know, 2 or 3 pieces of equipment of those, that type. And it is believed that when a spirit tries to manifest or is present and you can't see them, they put off this electromagnetic energy. And this is all theory because nobody has ever really died, went over to the other side, did ghostly things, and then come back to tell the living about it. So this is all theory, and the theory's panning out. These things can actually pick up, they can pick up errant EVPs from electronics. So you've got to really do a base reading when you go in to find out how much of the electromagnetic field is there. And that will be constant, you know, throughout the investigation. Anything over that is a possibility of being paranormal. That's when we get a little bit deeper into our investigation, bring out, you know, more equipment to try to pinpoint whether this is a spirit or not. We do say on our Facebook page, I mean, on our webpage, we use scientific methods. That's kind of a misnomer. Mm-hmm. Science does not believe in the paranormal.
So you guys are going to be doing ghost tours, monthly ghost tours in McLean County. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what that's going to be like, where you guys are going to go, what you're going to be talking about?
The tours will start at 8 o'clock, and they will start from Nymphas. Sorry. And go over, they'll go, you know, like cross the street, and then go up Austin, back down 8th Street, behind the Hippodrome. It'll be in front of, then behind the Hippodrome in the alley, all the way back to Nymphas. Mm-hmm. We'll do that through September. And then in October, we're going to do every Saturday night. Of course, because it's Halloween, yeah. And people expect things like that.
It actually, we have how many stops? 30? Actually, going to be 30 stops that we're going to stop and talk about. We're trying to get together to get each group to have an Android tablet with the pictures on it that shows either what was actually there or a facsimile of what was there. Mm. Because, you know, you get to researching back in the 1800s, there's not really that many pictures on, you know, either on the web or people that have the pictures in their possessions. This has been, 2.5 years in the making. We have interviewed a lot of people. We've had people share their stories from their grandfathers that lived, or great-grandfathers that actually lived in that age, mm-hmm. about how life was. It's not going to be a scary tour, mm-hmm. but
it's going to be history-based and what we have found on our investigations. So, historic ghost tour.
Sure. And what kind of history have you been digging up? What have you guys been finding?
You should see some of the amazing pictures he has of buildings from the 1800s. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The saloons. He's got one that is just fascinating to me. You know, I sometimes think I'd like to have lived in that time, and then I get to thinking, no, they didn't live very long. So,
I tell you what, I would love to have the chance just for one day to step in a time machine, go back to the late 1800s, and just walk the streets, mm-hmm. and just to see, you know, just experience what was there.
Walk the dirt.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Waco ghost story?
One I tell a lot is when we first did the Dr. Pepper Museum. We were upstairs down on the third floor. It was me and my wife, Cindy, and our cameraman at that point, and the director, Jack McKinney, was actually up there. And you hear this train in the background, you know, blowing its whistle. Cindy says, "Here comes the train." And then not 30 seconds after that, you hear a female voice on our recorders, "Here comes the train." And it wasn't none of us. Hmm. As we were up there, we actually saw me and the director, Jack McKinney, actually saw a full-bodied apparition actually walking down this hallway, and it was so vivid and lucid that he scared the heck out of me. I mean, we're doing this in darkness, just the ambient light coming in the window. Mm-hmm. That area was lit up with that ambient light. He's right beside me, and I'm sitting here asking questions, you know, trying to get responses. All of a sudden, he hollers out, "Hey!" I like jumped out of my skin. I look at him, and he's looking straight ahead. I look, and I catch this tail end of a guy walking down that hallway. We both run over there, watch him walk through a locked door and disappear. He turned to me. I turned to him. He said, "You did see that?" And I said, "Yes, I did."
What do you think causes a place to be haunted?
In the case of commercial businesses, Jasper's Barbecue, it is has three spirits there. It has, that we have found out, it has a 10-year-old little girl on a tricycle. It has a 30-something white male there and about a 80-ish-something black man there. What we theorize is the black man actually worked for Jasper's back in the day, way back then. The little girl, I found out, that part of town back in the 1920s and 30s was the elite section. It's where the rich people lived. And she lives somewhere in that area. I'm thinking about not even a block from Jasper's. And she would ride her little tricycle down to Jasper's to get a grape knee-high. And one day, she was crossing the street on her tricycle. This car turned the corner, didn't see her, ran over and killed her. That's what we're assuming, that little girl on the tricycle, because there's too much coincidence between finding that death and seeing and a little girl. They have actually, in the past, the past owner was having a bread delivery from a Rainbow, Mrs. Baird's Bread. And he went back into the safe to get the money to come back and pay the guy. And the guy said, "Where did your daughter go?" When he came back out, and he says, "Daughter?" He said, "Yeah, a little girl just asked me if what time do they open." And then she went around the back where you were. He said, "Son," he said, "I'm the only one here." So he actually saw this little girl thinking that it was a real little girl. So he saw her that plainly. Bread flying off the racks. We caught shadows in there. She even had on her investigation the one of the keys of the old piano they had in there, actually. Bing.
We couldn't figure it out for a while, yep. And we found that sounded like the piano, you know.
Do you think that, is there such a thing as good spirits and mean spirits?
Absolutely. You take with you when you die how you are on this earth. If you're a good person, that goes with you. If you're mean, that goes with you, mm-hmm. as well. And if they're still hanging around, they're still going to be mean.
I tell you what, when I die, instead of my headstone saying RIP, I want to say BRB. Be right back. I'm going to haunt the heck out of somebody. What I'm going to do is I'm going to find a ghost hunting team, and I'm going to give it hell.
When you're investigating a place, how many times does it just turn out that it's, you know, the false alarm? And, you know, how many are you pretty dang sure, you know, you're pretty sure it's haunted?
I think there's only been four places that have not had some kind of activity that we have done. Only four.
Whether
it's absolutely nothing.
Whether it's voices that we catch on our recorders or, you know, things moving, taps, you know, when we ask it to tap, knocks, stuff like that. Now, I'm going to tell you, every place in West, before this tragedy happened, we did a lot of them in West, and every place that we'd done.
A lot of activity in West. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of activity in Belmead. Mm-hmm. So it also seems to start occurring in one area at a time. If one person calls us and says, "Hey, we're experiencing this," you're going to start getting calls from others. They're not aware of the other person having the problem, but it seems to be sometimes localized, I guess you'd say. It's pretty interesting, especially Belmead, though. Belmead's pretty heavy.
And once you've confirmed that there's some sort of paranormal activity, what's to be done? Is there anything that can be done?
Yes, there is. Go ahead.
We can actually bless a house. We can do the traditional Christian blessing. We also have the capability of doing the American Indian blessing, the Native American, blessing with the herbs and the sage. And she does the holy water. She also does the blessing along with that holy water. And but I do want to say that we do get a lot of calls. When these calls come in, I mean, you can tell it's genuine. You know, I have something happening here. I don't know what it is, but I want it gotten rid of. I don't want to live in this anymore. We go over there, we do our investigation, we sit there and educate them on what's happening. And at the end of the investigation, we do ask, you know, where do you want this to go from here? You know, where would you like to see, what would you like to see us do? And we've had one, maybe two out of this whole time want us to bless the house. The rest of them, especially these people that are so scared, you know, because they're not understanding what's happening. We'll ask them, well, you know, it's been here and it's not really bothered us. Just leave it alone.
We just didn't know what was causing all the noise or why the doors were opening. Yeah.
We're not in this for fame. We're not in this for fortune. And I think it's more of a calling. We've talked to our preacher about it, and it seems more of a calling because I even hate to use this adage, but you know, you get sick, you go to a doctor. Your car breaks down, you take it to a mechanic. If you have activity in your house and you don't know what's going on, you ain't got nobody to call. So what do? You live with it or you move. That's what we're in this for, is to educate the public on what is possible and what is impossible.
All right. Well, thanks so much for you guys coming in and talking with me.
Well, I'm not through yet. We still have a whole bunch.
Thank you for having us.
I'm Ryland Barton, and you've been listening to Behind the Story on KWBU-FM Waco. Mike and Cindy's Ghost Walk takes place on the first Saturday of every month at 8 p.m. They meet at Nympha's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Waco. To find out more information, search for McLennan County Paranormal Investigators on Facebook. To find a copy of this program, head over to our website at kwbu.org.